Right now, it's time to take five for your community, and this morning I am very pleased to be joined by Lawrence County Industrial Development Council Administrator Steve Groner, the IDC hosting a disaster preparedness business workshop coming up this month. First of all, Steve, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Arvin.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. Steve, before we talk about the workshop itself, talk a little bit, if you would, about where the idea came to have this workshop.
Well, I work with and for University of Illinois Extension, and one of the main charges they have to us educators is basically to understand the specific needs of the community before we just jump in and do things. And so when I first came to Lawrence County, I actually looked at the 100-year floodplain, which everyone in Lawrence County area is very familiar with, what happened in previous floods. And then I learned also about the Wabash Fault Zone, which puts us in a hazard area for seismic activity, too. And so knowing that, I really had to go back and get trained by both FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and then also there's a really good organization I became familiar with and work with. It's called EDEN, E-D-E-N, and it stands for Extension Disaster Education Network. And if you picture what we all think about Oklahoma and Kansas and Iowa and areas that really get hit hard with tornadoes and bad storms, EDEN is really a group of extension people from the entire center of the U.S. that have dealt with these things. And they're making what they've learned, their materials available to the rest of us in Extension. So it was really a good place for me to go and get tried and true training materials and get my education.
Steve, do you find a lot of businesses are not prepared for events such as a tornado or earthquake?
Yes, in my visiting with local businesses, and I had a lot of experience, some folks know, on the other side of I-57 in Clinton County, Centralia area, Salem, prior to coming to Lawrenceville. And I worked with small businesses, too. And it's just the nature of small business that there's always urgent matters that are going on, and it makes it really hard to spend the time and the attention on things like how to prepare for your once-in-a-lifetime or once-in-your-business life catastrophe that can happen. So it's a normal tendency to put it off because we're always called upon to do urgent things, and yet those big items are the ones that actually can knock people out of business and actually take away their livelihood. So it's a tough challenge for business owners.
Absolutely. It can have a damaging effect on local business owners and local economies, for that matter. So we're going to have a workshop coming up this month. It's going to be a couple of different mornings. If you would talk about that, Steve, please.
Yeah, we're really trying hard. Beth Robinson at Robinson Insurance and also Chuck Rem of Surf Pro. We're all three trying really hard to come up with the right format that will accommodate a business owner's schedule because it's really hard to take away time and attention from your business. And so we've been experimenting over the last year or so with when we can get people to come. And this time we're trying two Tuesday mornings, January 22nd from 7 to 9 a.m., and then January 29th from 7 to 9 a.m. with breakfast food served, with the idea that maybe that will be a good format for business owners. And so we're real excited about just trying the format. It would help us solve attendance challenges at other workshops that we've offered. So we're still experimenting, and this one we're all excited about. So it's going to be 2 hours, two different Tuesday mornings.
Okay, Steve, what kind of information will business owners get from these two workshops?
Well, really the main focus that I feel we should stay on and provide to people is the idea that they come away with materials and ideas for actually taking this big challenge of how do you develop an emergency plan and keep it current, to try and take that in and break it into pieces so that it is actually easier and less painful to do. And so my intention is to give people a step-by-step roadmap that they can go through. The roadmap I'm going to use is actually from the American Red Cross. I've looked at several, and I like theirs the best. And it is to provide thought-provoking questions that either an owner and their family, an owner and their employees, whatever works for each company, it'll give them a kind of a roadmap to go through and questions to answer that'll start breaking it into pieces and making it doable. And my goal is at the end of working through the roadmap is that basically an owner can look at it and say, wow, I've got 60-70% of the thing done here, and I'm going to spend my time, get it to the finish line and get the thing done. And if I can accomplish that, I think everyone will benefit.
And this is for businesses really of any size, right, Steve? It's not just for big businesses. I mean, it can be for small businesses, right?
Absolutely. And I think the big criteria really is that if when we wake up one morning or get woken up during the night and there is a major problem with either our own business or our community, how are we going to respond to that? And so whoever has to make those challenging decisions and you know, be the kind of triage person, I think it's perfect for them. So that actually could be in any organization. You know, we're going to get an abrupt wake-up call, and we're going to have to be, you know, dealing with things, and people are going to be looking at individuals for direction. And so if you're one of those people that think people are going to be looking to you for direction, I think it's a good thing. It's 4 hours well spent.
Okay, you mentioned the four-hour workshop, Steve. It's actually two different mornings for 2 hours. Let's give the specifics, you know, the when and the where and how they can get in touch with you, get some more information.
Yeah, thank you. It's going to be at the W.B. Gray Community Building, which is right in downtown Bridgeport, 540 North Main Street, and again, breakfast is part of it. However, in courtesy to the co-sponsors who are putting their money and time into this, we would like to have a call and, you know, registration or confirmation that someone's coming by this Thursday, January 10th. And to do that, basically, you just call the Industrial Council, and that number is 618-943-5219. And we mostly just need a count so we're sure that everyone can be accommodated and the sponsors have fair ideas to, you know, what they need to organize.
Okay, so again, you need the information by Thursday. And I'm sorry, again, what two mornings is the workshop actually going to be held on?
January 22nd and January 29th. They are the last two Tuesdays of January. And it'll be from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. each day.
Okay, very good. And one more time, Steve, if you would, give the phone number for the Industrial Development Council.
It's 618-943-5219, and that number is staffed from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. each day, and we'd really like to hear from anyone that would like to attend by the end of the day, January 10th. And because of the co-sponsors, Robinson Insurance and Servpro, there's no cost for this workshop, so that's a good thing too.
Okay, very good. Again, he is Lawrence County Industrial Development Council Administrator Steve Groner. Hey, Steve, thank you so much for joining us this morning and talking about this workshop.
Thank you, Arvin. It's always a pleasure.